The Morning Playhouse.
Check it out.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
You know, if you get a little crazy once in a while, that's when things get interesting.
Y94.
Y94, the number one hit music station. We are the Playhouse in the Morning. Good morning. Our Facebook friend with privileges, friends with benefits maybe, that is on the clock today is Michelle Quam. Is that you by chance?
It certainly is.
You got Taylor Swift!
Yay! And you said your daughter is a huge Taylor fan?
Yes, she sings and dances to Taylor all the time at home. All the time.
Well, you guys got a pair of tickets. You get to go to the show.
See, I am happy, and she's going to be thrilled.
Well, just hang on the line. Maggie's going to get you all the details you need to know. Now, if you want Taylor Swift tickets tomorrow morning at 7:10, what you do is you go to Y94.com, change your Facebook, Twitter, all your social media profile pics you want to, and then spam the nonsense. Just spam us like crazy on everything so we can see your name up front and center tomorrow morning when Maggie grabs us a new name to call off, and you can get Taylor tickets tomorrow a.m. here on the Y94 Morning Playhouse. This is Relationship Ref.
You know the thing about relationships?
I love you.
And we're supposed to be more than friends.
Oh, we are more than that.
You complete me.
I will do whatever it is that I have to do to never hurt you again.
You make me want to be a better man.
You have me at hello.
I'm not shooting for a successful relationship. Basically, I'm just looking for a mammal.
The Playhouse Relationship Ref.
Now, in Relationship Ref, we give you what you've always wanted in your relationship. A winner. How often have you been just head-to-head in disagreement with your significant other and wished that a town of strangers would come bursting through your door, flying from your ceilings like a SWAT team, crashing through your windows, and raise one of you above their heads, screaming, "You are the winner!" You've always wanted that, or maybe not something quite that violent, but sort of like that. Well, that's what we give you. Each person is going to give their side of the issue, and then you decide who you agree with. Or, that would usually be how we do it. However, Katie's husband decided last minute this morning, this is why I wasn't sure we were going to do the relationship ref today, He decided he didn't want to be on the show. So, it's kind of one-sided. But, Katie, what basically is going on here with your guy?
Basically, I'm in an argument with my husband, and I'm hoping you can help me.
What's the argument?
Well, I am against corporal punishment in all forms. Belts, hitting, spanking, anything like that at all. And my husband feels that when our child does something really bad that warrants it, it's okay to just go ahead, pick him up, put him over your knee, and just give him a smack.
Mm-hmm. And you don't
and
think that?
I'm having a really big problem with that.
How old are your kids?
I've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Okay, so they act up. How would you like to handle the situation?
I would rather sit them down and just very calmly explain, look, what you did was not acceptable. I really don't want you to behave this way. And this is what I would like you to do instead. You know, this is why I don't want to basically just tell them this is why I don't want them to do what they did. This is why it's not good behavior. And let's go try again.
So basically, it sounds like you're kind of asking the listeners, you know, what they think about spanking, I take it.
Really, yes. And how should I handle my husband? Because we're really at odds over this.
Oh, this is probably an inappropriate thing to say, but you could spank him.
That's a totally different field there.
So essentially, parents' alternative to spanking or spanking the way to go is the question.
Basically, yes.
All right. So for the parents of the Playhouse family, the issue in the relationship ref today, I guess this is part relationship ref, part group therapy in many ways, because you're either pro spanking and think that there's instances with your kids and discipline that is indeed the way to go, or you're like, I think there's a better way. Are you pro spanking, or do you think this would be a good alternative that she could use? 237 hits. You could text 35270 as well.
Let's go.
Zero, Rat, and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Awesome.
Good time.
I just want to burrow into you like a love tick.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning, 194, the number one hit music station. Good morning, we're Zero, Ryan, and Maggie. It's 7:33 in the morning and 69 degrees currently here at the Playhouse Studios. Today in Fargo, Moorhead, going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid, too, with a high around 95 degrees. Toasty in Fargo, Moorhead today. In the middle of relationship ref, however, Katie's husband decided kind of last minute on us this morning. He didn't want to be on the radio. So it's kind of relationship ref and it's kind of group therapy, I guess. But the issue they're fighting over is spanking their little ones. And she thinks that there is definitely alternatives to spanking. And dad is like, no, hand, belt, that's the way to go. That's how I was raised and that's the way to do it. So specifically for the parents of the Playhouse family, when it comes to disciplining your children, do you go to spanking? Do you ever resort to the spanking? Or is there alternatives that, like Katie, you think would be better or just as good? Your thoughts this morning. Whose side would you say you're on?
Well, I think that they should just discuss it and try time out. I know when Austin was young like that, I spanked him and it didn't do any good, but time out sure really...
Okay, you kind of cut out there, but timeouts you had some success with. Thank you so much. Who are you siding with in this thing?
I'm on the wife's side on this one.
All right, so you are thinking that, you know, a kind word, a timeout, you can do with words what you can do with a swat of a hand.
Yeah, I think there's a better way. I have a three-year-old, and I have never spanked her, and she is very well-behaved. And on the other side of things, I have friends who spank their kids and yell at them and hit them, and they are the worst listeners. They don't sit still. They're naughty, and my daughter is complete opposite, and I have never, ever hit her at all.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So for the parents of the Playhouse family, 237, you can text 35270. The issue is spanking. Alternatives to it. Is it the way to go? Maggie, mm-hmm. Were you spanked as a child?
I was swatted a time or two, but I learned my lesson.
And do you think that that is something you will do when you have kids?
Probably. I don't know that it'll be my first resort. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, I'd probably talk to them and say, you know what? You can't do this. This is not how you're acting, you know, whatever. And then if they need a swat, they need a swat.
Now, Rat, I know you were popped around a time or two.
Oh, yes.
Is that something you think will come out of you when you are parenting? Just out of curiosity.
You know, I'd like to say no. Mm-hmm. I'd like to avoid the spanking. However, not being a parent, I don't think I can fully understand that situation until it's presented in front of me.
I think it's interesting because the dad, his whole issue on it is, well, that's how I was raised, so that's mm-hmm. the right way to do it. I think you also got to account for the fact that everything evolves. Everything changes. It is a different time. It is the year 2013. So with that comes changes in ways things are viewed. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that that is as common as it probably was an accepted view when dad was being raised. Mm-hmm. So with that, I think you have to consider, is there better alternatives? Do we know better now? We're always learning, not just as people, but as a society. And maybe we have found that there is better ways. Just better ways.
See, and I fully agree. Kind of, I have that opinion, but I also look back to my childhood and mm-hmm. I look back at times and go, I really deserved it.
Yes.
There were times where I that's what I should have gotten and I got it.
What are your thoughts on the issue of spanking?
I would have to say both. I have a 2- and a 4-year-old as well, and I've tried time out and I've tried to sit them down, and sometimes they'll listen, but sometimes they won't, and I will spank them. I won't beat them, but I'll give them a good spank because they didn't listen.
So you would say that spanking is maybe more of like a last resort, like if they don't listen to all the other things she wants to try kind of a thing.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Now, as you guys speak at the text club, thank you for the phone call, by the way. But in the text at 35270, what are we seeing there?
So many different ones. He is wrong. I was spanked as a child, and I would never do that to my son, no matter what he did. Read a book about raising kids. Nobody recommends that. Somebody else says more children need to be spanked. That's how my siblings and I were punished, and we turned out fine. Maybe we would have more respectful children if people were pro-spanking. Good point. I think all options should be exhausted before you spank, but sometimes spanking is needed. There's a time and a place for spanking. Explaining not to do a behavior to a 2- and 4-year-old most times is not going to work. A tap on the rear and redirection works wonders.
The issue is spanking, and what are your thoughts? Good morning.
I think the wife needs to get a cow paw for her husband and let him know what it's like to be physically accosted when you can't defend yourself. Hopefully it's a long one. First of all, this Neanderthal needs to understand that putting hands on children, adults, anyone is to some semblance illegal. Secondly, it sets propensity for the children to grow up and cause bodily harm when they find discontent with other people. He needs to be enlightened, and she needs to be firm in her belief that her job as a mother is to protect her children at all costs, even if that means protecting them against someone that she loves. It's inappropriate. We've migrated and have social norms that have changed through the years, and he might come from the generation where that was acceptable. But she needs to help him break the chain.
All right. No, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I think I kind of got the gist of it here. Rat, some more of them text messages.
I think it depends on the kid. I was spanked many times, and I turned out okay. Somebody else saying, we hit livestock because they don't understand our words. We hit children because we're afraid to talk to them and potentially learn we were at fault for becoming angry. I have four kids, and I can count on one hand how many times I've resorted to spanking. I take away privileges, TV, video games, friend time, and I find that works well. On the side, pro spanking. Timeouts don't do anything. When done correctively, it's effective, but only when they did something really bad. And we don't spank. There are better ways to punish. Timeout, go to the room, take away privileges. Although I have lost my temper before and spanked, I feel terrible afterwards.
So for you, Katie, I think most people kind of agree with you, but the vast majority of people are also kind of saying, you know, when all else fails, they do resort to the spanking. I think what you need to establish in your relationship with what you and your husband are doing is that there is a difference between spanking and beating a child.
Exactly.
Because a swat on the butt or two, okay. But what you're describing is him, I have this visual of him chasing him them with a belt. I mean, it's not the same thing, right? A spank with a hand and continuously swatting as if the belt is a whip, that is very different. So you guys, I think, just need to establish a line that you can each be comfortable with, because you are a team. I mean, you're each individuals, but you're a team. You're a parenting unit. So you guys have to be kind of on the same page here. And I think if you kind of talk about it and discuss it and agree that you need to try other things before you get to that point, and maybe he could leave the belt on his pants, I think at that point, maybe you could each be comfortable with what's going on there. From what we're getting from people and just kind of what I'm hearing from you, I think that might be a good compromise for the two of you. Rihanna and Guetta right now in a couple of minutes. And I think we got second date update on the way, assuming we can get both these guys on the phone.
You got to get the Morning Playhouse
with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.